Well, Psalm 38 is David's reflections upon his sin with Bathsheba and his experience of forgiveness afterwards. And I think we learn something here from verses 13 and 14. He obviously at the time was subject to a huge amount of bad talk about him, quite justifiably. But typically what happens when somebody messes up and sins or commits a criminal act or something, yeah, what they did is one thing, and people talk about that, but there's a whole load of conspiracy theories and extra accusations which are thereby deemed true, and all sorts of terrible gossip begins against a person because they've messed up in one part of their life. The person who, I don't know, whatever, had an affair is, next minute you know, is guilty of being a drug addict, a wife beater, you name it. They're also guilty of that as well. And I think this is what happened with David. But he says some wonderful things in verse 13. Having gloried in God's grace that God has forgiven me and God has accepted me when he really should have died. He said, but I as a deaf man don't hear, and I am as a mute man who doesn't open his mouth. 14. Yes, I'm as a man who doesn't hear, in whose mouth are no reproofs. So he, well, in what sense was he deaf? I think that he willfully shut his ears to anything negative after that. And I think that's why he surely knew the deceit of Absalom and Ahithophel as it was sort of brewing up for those years. But he, as it were, didn't listen to it. Because he was so awed by the sound of silence, as it were, the sound of God's grace, he was so deeply impressed by his own experience of grace and forgiveness that he was just so in love with God and so grateful to God because of that, that he didn't pay attention to bad things that were said about him and all the gossips about him. Now, all of us are overly sensitive to what other people say and think about us, and particularly to gossip. What will people think if they hear that? If he keeps on saying that about me, what will people think of me? Yeah. The answer to that is to become deaf to it. But how do you become deaf to it? You become deaf to it by having something far bigger to listen to. And that something far bigger is, as it were, the sound of God's grace, that you, sinner that you are, shall be in God's kingdom. But of course, if you're arrogant and proud and don't accept that you're really a serious sinner, well, you won't feel that grace. You won't know it. Yet in Romans 4, Paul certainly cites David at the time of his sin with Bathsheba as every man, just as Adam and Eve were every man. We have all, in essence, done what he did, in that we have sinned and there is no sacrifice really to get us out of our situation. And he also says, I'm a man in whose mouth are no reproofs. Well, if you look at the Psalms he wrote before Bathsheba, he's really slanging people. This is wrong. These people are wrong. The wicked, the deceitful, the idolaters, the this, that, and the other. And it's not that he lost his moral compass after that sin. Not at all. But I think he was critical of others, and you can see that in his Psalms before the Bathsheba incident, should we say. But afterwards, he was not of a critical spirit. He was, if anything, overly willfully naive. When you look at all the way he dealt with his children's rebellions, Putsch's desire for power and the rest of it, he does come over as, well, pretty much naive, just not wanting to hear all this stuff. Why was he apparently so politically astute before Bathsheba and so apparently naive afterwards? Well, you could say he had a breakdown, possibly, but I think the spiritual point is that because of his experience of grace, he was not going to go around reproving people. And I think that that really is the answer to not having a critical spirit, knowing that God has forgiven me by his grace, and I want to be in his kingdom, and all is good between God and myself, and he has counted me righteous when I'm not. If you really feel that, you're not going to have a critical spirit. This is wrong. There's some false teaching over there. that, you know, you're not living right, that's not right, I have to write to you, I have to take up the matter with you, etc. In passing, when he says, I was as a deaf man, I think he may be alluding to Saul. When Saul started his reign, when he was relatively spiritually minded, it seems, 1 Samuel 10:27, when Saul was criticized by worthless men, he was as though he had been deaf to it. He was so focused upon the calling he'd had and the anointing he'd had that he was as though he had been deaf to their words. And I think you see David's great grace, because Saul was horrible to him. But now he looks at that good part of Saul and Saul's earlier life, and yep, he says, that's how I am. I am deaf. I am as a deaf man to the nasty things they're saying, the gossips, etc., because of God's involvement with me. Now, if you don't have a sense of personal relationship with God and with Jesus, well, you won't see the wonder of all this. And so, sure, what other people think about you becomes so critically important. But if you have that relationship with them and you are affirmed and you know that you are secure in that relationship and that they are never going to let you down, well, all the gossips and the snide words from people, which we all have to put up with in the workplace and the family and church life, these mean so much the less, because he thinks the world of me. I don't know why, but he does. And so all the rest of it means so much less.